Eugene, the auto test here today. One of the a very good entry level sport for anybody interested in motorsport to get into.
Yeah, great sport there. Good fun with everyone there for the day, you know.
The fact that people can turn up effectively in a road car to do this, if they don't want to put it through too much hardship, and get a one-day license, do you think it's a great way to get people into rallying?
Yeah, it's a great day for the people that have cars that want to drive their cars in a controlled environment. The one-day license allows people that haven't got a license and gives them an interest and maybe a flavour for the sport as well, if they want to take it up and maybe get a competition license, you know.
This year we've moved 100 yards away from, or a couple of hundred yards away from where we've normally been, in the car park next door. There's a lot more room this year with the double course layout.
Yeah, the double course provides an alternative. They can do two tests on one course and then they change over to do two tests on the other course. In the old yard, we had to set up one course, and when they were completed their tests, then they had to transfer and put up a new course. So that took a bit of time. So it just gives the driver a little bit more better value for the money and keeps the day moving along.
We've been blessed here with great weather today and also great crowds. There seems to be an awful lot of interest in the auto test. The auto test has always been the start after the season, but this is a massive interest spectator-wise. Look at the people up behind us on the bank.
Yeah, great interest. We had auto tests in the past, and we were hard set maybe to have 10 or 12 cars and very few people to turn out. But Pat Coffey, the clerk of the course today, now has put a great effort into promoting this, and he has an entry. He has an entry there of 35 or 36 cars, and as you can see, there's a considerable interest in the public in it as well. And hopefully, as the day goes on, there'll be more.
And some very, as you can hear behind us, some very powerful and high quality cars this year as well.
Yeah, this is one of the legit cars. I don't know who's driving it now, but I say now he has about maybe over 400 brake horsepower there. Probably a little bit too much power for the tightness of the track. But yeah, as you can see, he's good at the driving.
Cheers, thanks a lot, Eugene.
Thank you, John.